Hello, Truth Seeker, and welcome to another episode of Awaken Your True Self podcast with yours truly, Lorelei Dali. What is often stopping us from being who we truly are and expressing ourselves is deeming some action, behavior, or desire inappropriate. Why do we judge some things as inappropriate? Because at some point in our lives, we started believing that they are wrong, bad, evil. And if these things are bad, then engaging with them or wanting them would make us bad, right? What if I were to tell you that there is no such thing as good and bad, right or wrong? What if I were to tell you that these are only opinions, and as such, the truth is relative? You may say, yeah, sure, some things, some less significant things, maybe just opinions and personal choices. For example, whether it's better to wear heels or flat shoes, whether riding a bicycle is good for your health or not, whether eating meat is healthy and ethical or not. But you may say that there are some universal truths and laws that are unquestionable. Things that would be wrong under these laws could be, for example, taking drugs, stealing, or killing a person. But I will stick to my point. Even these are relative and as such should not be judged. What if you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family while living in extreme poverty? And believe me, there are places in this world where such poverty still exists. What if you use drugs to ease off the pain after life-saving surgery just to be able to survive the time it takes your body to heal? Is there really a difference between morphine and street drugs? What if you kill someone who attacked you or your child with an intent to do you harm? See, depending on the situation, some things deemed wrong in general are not actually so. It's all relative. It all depends on the situation. What really matters is the main intention behind any action. So things got pretty hard there for a moment, but I wanted to prove my point. I wanted you to be able to see that the world is not black and white, but painted in all colors of the rainbow. Now, let's travel the world for a little bit. If you visited different countries, you're most likely aware that each of them has different culture, different traditions, and different spoken and unspoken rules. When I travel, I tend to go off the beaten path and mingle with the locals so that I can really get immersed in their lives. So here are some of my insights from my experiences. In this day and age, in the Western world, we're used to men and women being treated equally, well, at least in general. While in rural Greece, I noticed that waiters speak to the men at the table when taking orders and ignore the woman. It's men who are meant to make the decisions. In Sweden, people tend to follow the rules. If you've finished a course, you don't need a printed diploma to prove so. Your word is enough, as it's disrespectful to lie and not obey the rules. Even the train is supposed to arrive at the appointed time, and it's announced if it's going to be 1 minute late. While in Ireland, when you call a plumber and he says he'll come to fix the toilet later on, that can mean later today or some other day, this week or next week. And saying that you're late to work because the bus didn't come on time is perfectly good explanation. In Sicily, there is no such thing as the right of way, whether you're driving or ordering a coffee. Driving there was quite an experience, especially at the intersection without traffic lights, where I stopped to let the car on the left go first, as per normal traffic laws if you're driving on the right side of the road. And all the cars were just driving through all at once, it seemed. And I got beeped on for stopping. Buying coffee was kind of the same. There was no line, no queue, no order. Just people crammed up against the counter, screaming over each other what they wanted. I don't even remember if I got that coffee after all. Talking about traffic, in Poland you have to stop at the stop sign even in the middle of the night while on an empty road. Otherwise you'll get a ticket. The police seems to be showing up just at the right moment if you don't. And you get fined for crossing the road when not on a crossroad. Again, even if it's in the middle of the night and there is no cars visible. Then in Ireland, people just walk on the street as if though there were no cars driving after all. Then you have to cover your shoulders when visiting churches in Vatican and take off your shoes when entering a mosque or synagogue. Talking about shoes, nobody wears shoes in the house in Poland, and I heard in China as well, even though I've never been there. You will be offered slippers if you're a guest while visiting your Polish friends, while in the United States, people even lie down on their bed in their shoes. So many different customs, rules and laws, different cultures, different upbringing, different expectations. So, based on what I've said so far, do you understand how it's impossible to say that something is really, truly inappropriate, bad or wrong? It's all a matter of perspective. It's based on situation, place, circumstances, and much, much more. You have probably never reflected on how relative truth is, have you? So, let's see right now how true is your truth, shall we? I want you to ask yourself a question. What do you consider wrong, bad, evil, and inappropriate? Which things, behaviors, actions, desires, wants, and needs are not allowed in your world? Take a moment and write a list. Yes, right now. Just pause my monologue and write it down. Great. Now ask yourself, why do you believe the things on your list are wrong and inappropriate? You may as well have a good explanation and reasoning for them. And if you do and it makes sense to you, perfect. But once you ask yourself why, you start questioning something you've never questioned before. And you may be surprised to find out that you're not really sure why you're living your life based on these rules. Are they even your rules and beliefs? Or have they been passed on to you by your parents, your teachers, your friends, your country, your culture, your society? And if you just took something as the truth without ever questioning if this truth makes sense to you, is it really your truth? So now it's time for you to reflect and decide if some of the beliefs about what is wrong and inappropriate have been stopping you from fully expressing who you are. Have you stopped yourself from laughing out loud when you were happy or crying when you were sad? Did you not speak your mind about something that was important to you? Have you not chosen the career that you felt drawn to and just followed the better option instead? Have you not gone on that vacation, spoken to that person, tried that food? I want to remind you that it's your life and your choice how you're going to live it. But make sure that your choices are conscious ones, not based on some outdated system of right and wrong, appropriate and inappropriate. Another thing to point out is that we need to shift our belief system first, before we start making different big and small choices in life. Do you know what happens if you do something that you believe is inappropriate? Because you can try to trick yourself and just do it anyways, despite a belief that you've had all your life. But that usually leads to failure. You set out to do something, but it ends up being a disappointment, or it doesn't work out, or you just get hurt in the process. Do you know why? Deep subconscious belief that something is inappropriate creates resistance that leads to self-sabotage. That's why being self-aware is so important. From the space of awareness, you can make a conscious choice to release the belief that's not really yours and stands on your way to being who you truly are. And another thing to remember, the world is built within the context of polarities: light and dark, healthy sick, happy sad, wealthy poor. And us, spiritual beings engaged in the material world, we are here to experience all of it, both sides, both ends of the spectrum. The trick is to experience it all, but not get attached to anything, or not let it define us. Sometimes taking part in something is our conscious choice, sometimes it just happens to us. Well, we do orchestrate it all from another level of existence, but that's a topic for another talk. All we need to do is get immersed in all that is here, that feels right to us in the moment, and learn our lessons from it. The biggest lesson of all is non-judgment. Everything is relative, and our intention is what matters. So release the inappropriateness, truth seeker, and connect to what feels right to you. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you need help in connecting to your true self, you can visit my website, LoreleiAidali.com. Have a wonderful day, and I will speak to you soon.